Reno Ichikawa becoming the wielder at Kaiju No. 6 reminds me of when Steve Rogers became Captain America. Before Steve took the super soldier serum, he had the heart-mind mentality of a hero. He just didn't have the build. Same with Reno Ichikawa. Both also draw inspiration from a fellow comrade for Captain America, it was Bucky, and for Reno, it was Kafka. Now again, both already had the intangibles that makes a hero, they just didn't have the build or abilities. And then Steve Rogers took the super soldier serum and it was a wrap after that. The Kaiju No. 6 armor is going to be Reno's version of the super soldier serum, and I promise you, he's going to move up to the top of your favorite characters list. In the Kaiju No. 6 flashback, they literally called him Walking Doomsday. And the only reason they were able to defeat him is because of Captain Shinomiya, Kikuro's mom. And ever since, they haven't been able to find a compatible wielder for Kaiju No. 6, everyone else has died. And it had gotten to the point where they'd given up trying, but the threat of Kaiju No. 9 and these new Kaiju forced them to have to find a wielder again. And Reno just happens to be the best match. Now, I really love the touch they add, giving it that Ninetales Fox feel. It's definitely a nod to Naruto, and I like how ominous it makes the Kaiju No. 6 feel. Well, I'm super excited for this. I can't wait to see him in action. Let me know what you guys think about this one in the comments.